Can you get paid to...
Being in this quarantine together, you know what one big thing I notice about you? Being stuck with you every day?
What?
You're the biggest...
Klutz. You're so clumsy.
It's not even that bad.
Yeah, it is.
How?
Every day, you're just like, ow, my elbow, ow, my knee, ow, my shin, ow, my stomach, on the corner. You always hit your hip on the corner.
We live in a small apartment.
No, not that small. It's not like that. It's not, no, you're just, we'll be in the middle of the desert and you'll find something to bump your hip on.
Whatever.
You will. And you bump into me. I bump into you.
Okay, sometimes we're my both perception klutzes. Of space.
No, both of us are klutzes together, so that's not good. Okay,
whatever. Yeah, you have a really bad sense of direction also. Oh my gosh, my
So both of us, so we literally crash direction. Into each other.
Remember that time when... when we got stuck in Brooklyn because I took the wrong train in New York.
Gosh. Well, there was construction. I'll give you that. It completely messed you up because they were like, we're not taking this.
It was the weekend and we took a trip to New York City, and it was the weekend. So there was the subway routes change, mm-hmm. I guess. I don't know. I'm not 100% familiar with the subway, but apparently it changes on the weekends. I didn't know that, so I ended up taking Jay and I to, we were trying to go to, like, I think, Times Square.
Yeah, we were just trying to go to a well-known place, Times Square,
and we like couldn't figure it out. And we were like, where is this? Why can't we get to it? We ended up in Brooklyn.
We walked around
for and like we walked 20, around, 20 and I was minutes. Like, this doesn't look like and Manhattan. Like, this Zoe, doesn't where look are like
you? You said you know where you were going.
And I was like trying to play it off because I didn't want you to freak out and like, no.
And think I had we were to lost. Pee so bad. But I knew we were lost, but I was trying to keep my cool, but I had to pee so bad.
I was
and
freaking I was just like, out.
Where the hell are we, Zoe?
And then I called, like, an Uber, and it was so much money because we were so far away from
Manhattan. We just went back down to the subway, and then we finally just got back to Times Square. I remember. We finally found the subway.
I thought we went on...
No, we walked around the neighborhoods for, like, 20 minutes. Because I just remember walking up and down these streets thinking, I've never been over this
I remember like it this. Differently. I think I called an Uber.
Well, whatever we did, we got to Times Square.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Navigating in New York is very difficult.
Especially if you don't navigate well in general.
Yeah, but I just have a shitty sense of direction, and so do you, so that doesn't really mix well, but here we are 5 years later. Anyways, welcome to our podcast. This is the first episode.
Episode one. Of the podcast. That's not the name, but...
Yeah, we haven't came up with a name yet. Hopefully we'll have one by episode two, but if you want, you know, to leave us a suggestion, we're open to that. But my name is Zoe, for those who don't know.
My name is Zoe.
My lovely co-host, also my boyfriend, Jay. Yes. Say hey.
Hey. Zoe. Zoe always sounds like, when I think of that name before I met you, I thought it was like a super, super like white girl name.
You say that, but all the Zoes I've ever met,
it's funny,
were not white.
I haven't even met in like
even in like the media, Zoe Kravitz, Zoe Saldana, right. Like
which doesn't I don't know, I just associated it with like all the Zoes I guess that were around me. I guess if I knew a Zoe she was just white. I don't know.
I like don't Brittany, really relate Ashley. To my name. It just seems ones. Like Yeah, like a flirtatious type of name, and I just don't think of myself as that type of person.
And it also changes who you are, how you spell it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. If I didn't have the Y on my name, I would just be Zoe. Zoe. Ew. That's, yeah, no.
That's just not you. That's for other not people, me. But not you. You have to have the why. It makes a difference.
Yeah, I feel like I definitely relate to the why.
People were like, why are you don't just put J, like the letter? I'm like, I don't know.
J-A-Y, that's your name. Full name, not even a nickname for anything. Full name, J-A-Y.
J-J, I'm like, no. Nope,
full name I meant first name, by the way.
Do you have any, like, people? I don't like when people call me J-J.
JJ. Yeah.
Only certain people can.
That's
can.
A weird.
That's just not me. It's just not me. Yeah.
Oh, that's not you. I don't really think of you anything else. Just like a J. I don't know if I would call you. We don't really have any like pet names like, relating to like our names. We have other pet names that are embarrassing, and we won't get into those. But
that don't make sense. Then it just wouldn't make sense.
Anyone, yeah. So. But relating to our names, I mean. People call me the weirdest things.
Yeah.
Oh like my what? Gosh. Zoisha is Zoisha. One. Zozo. Oh my gosh. I can't even begin to remember all the names people. Zoe 101.
Oh yeah. Well, the people that come up with nicknames for me are usually just from like work. So one of them was J-Man. And I'm like, I don't know where that came from, but then the rest of the people started calling me J-Man. I'm like, and okay. If I ever have, like, women on the jobs that I work, they're just like, they always just drag my name. They're like, hey, Jay! I'm like, it's J-Y, not J-Y-Y-Y-Y. Apart from that, well, we're making this podcast to just, you know, say our thoughts out loud. We always talk, we talk all day long because it's just us in the house, basically. And so we say all these things, and there's a lot going on in the world that we just want to talk about.
Yeah, so hopefully it sparks an interest and starts maybe a little conversation.
And right, yeah, we just want to hear other people's thoughts too. I woke up to use the bathroom, and then when I got back to bed, I felt something. I felt the whole room start to shake.
Yeah.
And I realized it was an earthquake. Obviously, it was an earthquake.
And I was up prior to that because I also had to use the bathroom around the same time.
Right.
The walls were shaking. Yeah. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah. And then later, like about an hour later, there's another one. Another little one. I was getting in the shower. Everything started shaking.
Oh, yeah. You were in the shower.
Yeah. I was like, ooh.
Welcome to L.A.
Right.
We're from the East Coast, and I don't know about you, but have you ever felt an earthquake?
I think I felt one earlier this year, a minor one, not as, like, big as this one was, but...
In California?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, did you...
But prior to that, no.
Oh, no, okay.
Never.
When, yeah, I'm from New York, like, upstate New York, not from the city, right. But I felt an earthquake... I think one time before, but it wasn't big.
Mm-hmm.
So this was my first big one. This one was so like I was kind of shook.
It wasn't like a little rumble. It was clearly a shake.
Yeah. I did not know what was going on.
You know how I always try to determine it. If I have like water on the table or have my water bottle and it's clear, I look at my water bottle and I think of Jurassic Park and how you know the T-Rex is coming when the water's shaking. I just looked at my water bottle and the whole thing was sloshing around. I'm like, oh my God. Like, what if it was that one day?
We're watching too much of those movies. But movies is also something that we've been doing a lot, watching a lot of lately. That came out really weird, but I think you know what I was trying to say. But,
doing a lot of movies. No. But anyways, yeah, we've been watching a lot.
If you have any suggestions for movies, we're always open to...
Anything.
We like a lot of like the thought-provoking ones, the ones that kind of just leave you thinking. Thrillers are definitely a great one. We just watched Parasite, and
if you have Hulu,
yeah, wow.
And if you don't, you know, there are other ways to find the movie.
Yeah, that one was really, really good.
I don't even know how to explain it.
You just have to watch it, because watching the trailer, I watched it over and over again, and I had no idea what it was really about.
Right. Even during the movie, sometimes it just keeps making you think. That's all it is. Yeah, it just keeps making you think about it over and over and over.
I remember it was labeled as like a comedy drama, but then in the...
There was comedic elements.
Trailer, it seems like a thriller. So I was so confused how all of those things would merge together, and somehow they did.
Right.
And I was really impressed.
So yeah. Yeah, if you like those type of movies, those ones that leave you on the edge of your seat and keep you thinking, definitely check out Parasite. Sometimes we do like to watch also like movies that aren't so serious, like The Wrong Missy.
Oh my gosh.
If anyone's seen that, it's on Netflix. It's unreal. The characters are just the most,
that was the worst. So funny.
What do you do when someone's so in your face? What do you do? Like, what do you do?
Like, when someone is so outrageous.
Outrageously and inappropriate, and you just are so taken aback. What do? In those moments.
Yeah, and I think that's what makes it so funny, because it's like, what do you do? And obviously these movies, they handle it the worst way possible.
The guy, yeah.
But if, like, this was you, you know, would you handle it?
I'd probably just be like, get out, get away from me, get away!
If you haven't seen that movie, it's just
check about it out.
An insane woman.
Who just so says the worst things, the most inappropriate timings, immature, just outrageous person.
Yeah, so if you know anybody like that, that's this movie.
Good luck.
But I highly recommend the movie. It's really funny if you just want to laugh.
What were you saying about the cut on your leg? The stab wound?
Oh my gosh, yeah. I got stabbed on this. I was sitting on this ottoman, and a piece of, like, metal, like, came out through the fabric, and it impaled my leg. Like, it hurts so bad. And right now, it's, like, black and blue around it.
Ew.
I know. It was pretty deep. I know. It's pretty gross.
But you're saying you wouldn't survive?
Yeah, I was just talking to Jay earlier, and I was saying, this is, like, the smallest wound ever. But imagine if I was in, like, a survival situation.
A survival situation? Like a plane crash on an island.
Yeah, if I got, like, deserted on an island or something, and I got, like, slashed or something, that would just be the end of the world. Like, well, I would
you don't know. You could be that person to save everybody, and, like, who knows?
You never know.
Yeah, you really don't know. You can't say. No, let's not hope that happens, though. I don't want to find out.
Oh my gosh, yeah. No, let's not put that into the air.
Because sometimes, even in, like, of course, not like a plane crash, but in smaller moments, you can see how some people react in certain situations.
I always thought it was weird talking about being deserted on an island. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, what was year 3 makeup products if you were deserted on an island? Like, girl, if I'm deserted on an island, I don't care if my eyebrows are not on fleek. I don't care that my lashes are not, you know, up to par. I'm trying to survive. Yeah. I'm on an island. So I always think it's weird when people just, like, automatically go to...
What were the three?
If you were on a deserted island, what would you take?
Like, I'd be like...
things I need...
I hope I wouldn't be there in the first place.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go to a deserted island. A situation that kind of is similar to being on a deserted island in some form trapped, but people do this voluntarily and they could get trapped, is like cave diving.
Oh my gosh.
I couldn't ever do that. Like, I know. I could not ever
dive. No. If you asked me to go cave diving,
I'd be like,
I would be so mad you would even ask me that. I would just be like, think about that.
You're asking me to sign my
death. You're at the mercy of the ocean, let alone being in a cave.
Right. That's just another place, like, you can't get out of.
No, and we just saw that 47 meters down.
Yeah, and another one that we actually stopped watching because it was just so, like, horrible and there was no light. Lightness to it. Remember, I don't even remember.
You just have to turn off a movie because it's too miserable. Like you're just like, sitting
there's
there.
Nothing going good here.
Like I nothing can't funny, take it anymore. Right?
Like everyone's going to die. Which people do in real life go pretty deep into caves and places like that to explore, and it's like to you, obviously to them, it's not just like they love to do it. It's just like that's worth it to them. It's just crazy that people love to do it so much. That they don't care if they would die like that.
I know. Yeah. Because, would you take that risk just to... And it goes back to just, you know, thrill seeking and...
Right.
Like, and why do we go on roller coasters?
Right. And having just a love for that type of, you know, like if someone's like in love with cave diving, I guess it's just crazy to me that someone's like, dude, you know what could happen to you? They're like, yeah, I still would do it. Like, you're going to drown. You're going to die.
The free solo thing you showed me.
Oh, I could not watch that. My mom kept telling me to watch it over and over. And finally, I sat down and watched it because I knew it was going to give me anxiety. I knew it was going to make me sit on the edge. And I watched it and I was just looking at him. The whole time, I was just in awe. I just couldn't bear it.
It's insanity. Like, I give props to them, but I also want to tell them, like, you are an idiot. Like,
and this is what he did. He was practicing the climb. One day he wanted to practice. Sorry, spoiler alert for anyone who hasn't seen Free Solo. This is kind of a spoiler, but I already talked about it with you before. But he goes and he calls his girlfriend, right? And he's like, today is the day I'm going to climb this specific mountain. And he's been training for it. He's been practicing. He's like, I can feel it today. So him and the camera crew are getting ready to go. He gets up a little bit high, comes down, and walks back to his little bus and goes, today's not the day. Nope. And they were thinking, the camera goes like, what if he went up anyways and today still wasn't his day? And he's just like, things like that is the risk that he's taking.
Oh my
and
gosh.
Then the next day he went up. And he said, you know, he called his girlfriend. And I mean, like, he said everything. He's like, see you later. And he went and did it. And he called her again. And I was just like, in that time frame, if you were doing something like that, I just wouldn't be able to bear it. I would literally wouldn't be able to live. I'd be like, I can't do it.
It would just be so hard for me. Like, if you were in an occupation where, you know, it was really risky and you can get hurt a lot. I mean, you've worked manual labor jobs mm-hmm. and... You know, they scare me sometimes mm-hmm. because there's a lot of machinery mm-hmm. And there's fumes. A lot of a high risk yeah. of, you
like
know,
the fumes.
Injury
yeah.
that we put ourselves through.
Right. But that he wants to do that.
Yeah.
He's doing that without a rope. And like,
if
I met him, I'd just shake his hand and be like, that's seriously inhuman.
I could so never.
Check out that movie. Just check out the video clips. It's insane.
But linking back to what we were saying about, like, some movies were so miserable, I remember there was that movie where that guy got trapped.
Where?
It was, like, the 40-something days.
Yeah, but... Yeah. 127 hours.
Oh, yeah. Not 47 days.
127 hours. Yeah, that was a true story, though.
That's insane.
Yeah, like... What he did was foolish. What this guy did was... He went off cave riding, mountain biking, didn't tell anyone where he was going, what he was doing, what time he left, no info, got stuck, was out there for days, and then he had to cut off his own arm with a dull pocket knife to get himself untrapped.
See, that's the risk. You have to tell people where you're going for safety reasons. I always tell Jay to take his phone everywhere. You know, you have to be able to communicate with mm-hmm. me somehow.
But that was just, that's brutal. Ugh. And again, inhuman to do that to yourself. And then those are moments like we can't ever say. No one can ever say that. And hope I never could say that because I hope I'm not in a situation where I have to cut off a limb with a dull knife. Man, even though it was a movie scene, I'm like, still, someone did that, and that, ooh, that's like, the human body's amazing. Like, he did that. He did it. He's alive. He has a family. He continues to do what he usually does. Like, he went back to it.
But then again, like, our bodies, like, the human body is so fragile compared to, like, an animal. Are you kidding me? If a bear just tried to charge at me, you know, we'd be dead without... And like our weapons or, you
right,
know.
Without anything like that.
Like ourselves, we would not be able to.
Without any type of man-made protection. Okay, put us in the middle of, you know, put us in the middle of Alaska. We're going to die.
We're lucky that we have like our.
Like the middle of nowhere. We're going to die.
Homo sapien intellect. We're just very complex creatures. So that's all we have to, you know, go off of is how, you know, how advanced we are.
Yeah.
If these animals were advanced,
it's like
take
also
over
we're
the world.
So advanced, and then at the same time, there's so many things that aren't advanced about us at all.
I know. Girl. Let's not get into that. Because there's some very specific modern day topics we can talk about, but I don't know if we're going to get into that in the first episode. And linking back to what we were talking about before, like exploration. We were always, I mean, recently we've been watching, like, space-related movies and different, you know, dimensions right. and different theories of what right. could be in space.
Example, like, Interstellar. We watched that the other day.
It's just insane when you think about, I hate to get, like, political or whatever, but how much money we put in to exploring...
Outer space.
Like, outer space. yet we have so many issues here on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Let me know what you guys think.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it is crazy. Because it's just, we live in a very fascinating, it's all fascinating. I feel like you can't, you might not be like it. There's so many things we don't like about it. There's so many things we love about it. It's like what if, like, we put money into outer space. What is outer space? What the hell is outer space?
Right. It's fascinating what we know.
But, like, I love that we don't know everything. And some people don't like to live with that, but, like, I actually love it.
Yeah.
I love that we don't know. Like, that is so crazy.
We took a trip to San Francisco, what was it now? Almost 2 years mm-hmm. ago. Maybe a year and a half now.
Mm-hmm.
But we saw this, like, planetarium, what was, like, an IMAX
mm-hmm.
thing.
Yeah, IMAX.
And it was on the ceiling. And it was, like, in this big dome.
IMAX.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways. That's IMAX. I haven't been to many IMAXs. I know, but I'm IMAXs, right. Apparently. But this one was really cool. And it basically just displayed how small we are compared to the universe. We're nothing.
No, I can't even, I don't know. Whatever is below nothing, we're, like, a bajillion below that.
Like, it just kept panning out, and zooming out.
And zooming out. And zooming out.
And I just couldn't even, fathom how much space that was. Like, oh, it's like you can watch it and be like, okay, wow, that's cool. But digesting it, like, you just don't even want to think about
it. Yeah, you can't. Your brain can't. And that's just what amazes me, is that it stopped. There's a point where the brain just can't do that anymore.
I know. And they say we only use a really, really small percentage of our brains.
I believe, because why not? It's like, that just makes life so much more interesting. Like, even from Stranger Things, we're all, so many people are obsessed with Stranger Things. Like, think about if that was, it may be real. What if it's real? What if you did that? Like, the dimension part of it. Like, we really did do different time things. Like, no one understands time. Yeah. Time is a whole
crazy thing. Oh my gosh, time. What was that movie? Lucy?
And, and Interstellar.
And Interstellar.
Just time.
About time. Yeah, time is a really interesting concept that I just can't even think of, and I won't want to get into relativity and everything because I don't want to seem like person right now.
But the topic of time is just, it's crazy what it is.
Relating to all of this, just be open-minded about life, because you don't always need the answers to everything. You really don't. If you're just happy and how you're living, then it really doesn't matter.
I feel like this. I'm not telling you to do do what you ever wanted to do, but I just feel like if you let life, don't take it so seriously.
Yeah, life does not have to be as serious.
We're so serious about things that actually aren't that serious. Like, for example, everyone jumping up and getting up from the table when you spill your water. Like, is it really that serious? Is it the end of the night?
Yep, it is the end of the night. If you
Are you mad at me now?
If you spill anything but water, it's the end of the night.
It's like, oh my god,
and it's this, and it's gonna be sticky. It's like, if it's water, you can basically just clean it up. It's just water, you guys. But if it's anything else,
And they're like, yeah, it's like, that's money. Be like, yeah, but we already had it on our table. it's orange juice, dude. And it's like, you have another one sitting right next to it, usually. But, like, it's just spilling a cup of water. We don't need to,
gasp and my God.
People start getting mad at me. I'm like, oh, my God. Did I hurt you? Was it acid? It was my beverage.
I'm so sorry. We were just talking about movies, but that's, the first, the most popular first date idea is to go on a movie.
Yeah, dinner and a movie.
Like, a dinner and a movie. I don't know if I feel like that's the best idea.
It's definitely not the best one, I don't think, in my opinion. Because it's, a movie, you don't really get to talk. It's kind of awkward just sitting in the dark next to someone.
Right. Hopefully they have the same movie interests.
Hopefully they find things funny and entertaining as you do.
I would definitely say if you do it, I would think do the movie first.
Even though,
You'll have something to talk about
at dinner.
At dinner, if you don't have anything organic chemistry. And, it's not necessarily natural.
Right. And depending on what movie you see. I feel like it's not the best idea to see, if you're going on a date, like a romance. Like, I feel like just, like, that's super awkward, like, I feel like.
It also, these romances put very unrealistic, you know, standards on relationships.
Yeah, so I don't understand, like, why in movies they do that, because it's like, that is the worst idea. Go see, like, a horror movie.
Right, get to know each other first, and then watch romance movies.
Like, go see, like, something deep. Yeah, go see something crazy.
Deep or a comedy or right, something. Right, something comedy. I don't know. Or just don't go to a movie.
Yeah, I wouldn't go to a movie. From our experience, also, another thing with the... A popular dating thing that I don't know that I haven't had a good experience with, we haven't, is double dating.
It
always sounds like the best idea sometimes, and I feel like it can be a great time.
But you have to know them before, both of them before. Mm-hmm,
right, both of you, I think it's a better option to know both of them, be friends, all of you guys are friends, better, rather than, you know, one or the other. It's like the guy knows the guy, the girl knows the girl, or vice, you know, whatever.
It does put you in an awkward position if you don't click with that, you know, person. Like, if you were with your friend Jay and then they had, you know, he had his girlfriend, mm-hmm. or whatever, that puts me in a position of, oh, I am, you know, supposed to get along with this girl.
Mm-hmm.
But if we don't, you know, have that chemistry, or we just don't have anything in common or anything to talk about.
Right.
It turns into, like, a, I guess, sort of, like, a hostile situation.
Right.
We're just kind of like, oh, she was kind of weird.
Yeah.
And just she was like, kind of like, oh, I don't know.
It's just not fun. It's awkward.
Yeah.
Because, or I've heard of people telling me just, like, this is a lot for a lot of, like, younger, not younger couples, but just, like, yeah, I guess younger than us, but whatever. Still to this day, people compete with each other. Like, if they're not secure in their relationship, and, like, let's say I hugged you or, like, I gave you a kiss or something, the other person would have to, like, make out. Or, like, not to that extent always, but, like, make out or do something.
Like
I love my boyfriend, too. Like, I can do this, too.
Compete with them. Yeah, competing.
That's why some... Because I asked a while back, I asked someone about double dating. They're like, don't do it. Because they're like, and then they told me that happened with them. Like, they were just... The other couple was just competing for no reason the whole time. I'm like, yuck.
If you're going to double date, make sure you're secure in, you know, your relationship first.
And the friendship.
And the friendship, too.
Like, if you just met someone and then you guys go out with their boyfriend, you don't know them. That can get weird real fast.
And especially if you're at, like, a scenario, like, dinner, where you're forced into, you know, socializing with them. Like, if you're distracted with doing something...
Like, if you guys are, like, walking around, even.
Yeah, or, you know, you're entertained with, like, a certain activity or, you know, whatever. That's more of a, okay, we can get along in that sense, and then we can talk after, but at least you'll have that experience with them.
Right.
Versus just, hi, my name is, let's, you know, whatever, let's sit down and talk.
Yeah, and wait for our food. Double dating, just our experiences haven't been the best with them. And just, I've heard other people's, I haven't really heard anyone having else good experience with them. But if you have, yo. But, like, for the most part, it's just set up expectations. You think it's going to be this great, jolly thing, well, because both of you guys are a couple. Doesn't mean y'all will click.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't mean that. Yeah. Like, you guys are going to be, like, the greatest of best friends. But, you know, not saying it doesn't ever happen. Right. It will happen. But
and every relationship is different. How you interact with every relationship is different, you know, with each other. You know, for instance, Jay and I, like, love to joke around with each other, like, you know, pretty harshly. Like, we'll name call each other, but it's all in, you know, our humor. It's the way we
communicate.
You know, talk. And, you know, people from the outside may not understand that and think it's like, oh my gosh, like, it's...
You guys are really
harsh with each other. Like, are you guys okay?
Yeah.
But that's not, you know, the reality of it. And it just goes to show, like, how we judge relationships. And, you know, something in the media very recently was, you know, the Will Smith and Jada situation. And, you know, I'll let, you know, talk more about that. Because I know you have thoughts about
it, too. Yeah, it was just interesting to see because there's just a lot to it. One, I'll just start off with this, that is, like, do any of you guys have Will Smith in your contacts? Do any of you call Will, what up, Uncle Will? No.
Probably not.
We don't know Will Smith. Just, like, we can't believe everything that we see, and also, like, these are human beings. They're not robots. They're not fake characters. They play characters, these actors, but they're real, and, like, this is just their personal life literally on camera, and there's lies mixed in twine with that. But, like, the whole Jada Pinkett thing, like, her saying that, one, do you guys realize what she, like, people realize what she said right after she said that? She's like, yeah, it was a relationship. Like, she didn't just say that to avoid the thing that she was saying in a relationship. She admitted, she said it was a relationship, because that's what it was.
But it wasn't under the pretenses that they were, like, the loving couple, and she's just right out, like, you know.
Yeah, hoeing around.
Hoeing around. And people put that narrative on her, and I'm just like, you don't know the relationship, and it's just, you took this very small chunk of information that you found.
From someone else's.
You know, you found online. Right. And you rolled with it, and you know, you made your own narrative for it. Mm-hmm. That's ultimately what that is.
Mm-hmm. It's just interesting, because it's like, did you even listen to their conversation? Like, it's like most people just literally just heard that word and was like, she's a fucking hoe. Like, you guys don't realize who you're calling a hoe? God, like, damn. Like, and also, why do you care about their relationship?
I know.
Like, if they're cool and happy, I hope they're cool and like, you know, if they're cool and happy, they're a power couple.
Right.
Why would you want them to, like, damn, you just shit on other people.
And I think heavy. It's really, you know, brave for both of them to, you know, talk about this so publicly. I know they're public figures, but again, they're people and they do have their private lives. And, you know, to talk about something so,
yeah, that's what I was thinking too. For her admitting it, that
and
is
so personal. I could never imagine, like, ever talking about, you know, something to that. Like,
that's hard to say.
Like, you know, to that degree, yeah. And, you know, emotionally like that.
Especially when it's with
you. Especially when you're setting yourself up to be judged.
Yeah. So it's really hard. Like, that's really hard to do. So props to her for even saying that, for one, admitting it, two, for saying it to Will in general. Like, obviously they had to have a talk, you know, just to say that to him, to let him know what was going on, and to let him be, like, okay with letting other people make fun of him. People are making fun of him. Right. He's setting himself up for that, too. And obviously, they know that. That's what they're doing. But it's, like, it's just, like, how it happens, how people just are so judgmental.
And, you know, we recently moved to L.A. back in early December, and L.A. obviously is known for having, like, a lot of celebrities, and, you know, it's full of celebrities. You'll see celebrities everywhere. And that's not, like, necessarily the case, but they are regular people, and you probably do pass them a lot.
Right. They're just not glammed up in that action scene you usually see them in.
They're entitled to their privacy, though.
Yeah, and all that, yeah.
And they're just everyday people, and, you know,
they have families, feelings.
Exactly. So when you see these magazines and, you know, these tabloids exploiting these people's lives, a lot of it's fake. Keep that in mind. Right. But also remember that these are people's lives. Yes, they are public, but
what would your life look like on camera? Would it be crystal clear, perfect image, movie? They're not, no.
If you took every wrong decision you made and you made it public, how would you seem?
Or just every emotional fight you had with your friends, family, anything.
Right.
Just,
does that make you a bad person? No, of course not.
It just makes you a person.
It makes you a person. Mm-hmm. We all make mistakes, and we can all admit to that.
Right. And speaking of Will Smith, Aladdin was not one of my favorite Will Smith movies.
Oh my gosh, no. We watched, like, the first, 10 minutes of it, and we were just, this really was not it.
Like, as soon as, like, the title opened, he started singing, I was like, oh, that was a swing and a miss for me.
Even your sister, who, you know,
is a theater kid,
yeah,
loves singing.
She's
like, there was too much music in it.
Too much music. There's such thing as too much music, especially in a Disney movie.
And I just felt like, I thought it was going to be a little bit different, as in, like, if the Jungle Book, like, you saw how they did the Jungle Book.
More mature.
Yeah, more mature and more, like, realistic. It was so, like, it just looks like they came straight from a stage.
Yeah.
They were so, like, his wig was literally so fake. Like, it
was bad.
I'm like, this.
If that's your taste, fake, like, you know, yeah, musicals right, like that, and you love, you know, like, the Disney music, and it's almost like a theater musical to you, then.
Right, that's,
you know,
right
that
up your alley.
To you, but it was not what we were expecting at all.
How they were going to do the real story from, based on just how they've remade, Disney's made, like, the past movies, their remakes, like The Jungle Book. Like, that one was really intense. It was cool. I liked it. So I thought they were going to make Aladdin just like that, you know, in that type of way, not this childish.
I understand what you're saying.
And then, like, I didn't even get to the genie because I said, people are like, did you even get to the genie? I'm like, no, I saw pictures and that was enough for me.
Disney is like, I feel like now they're definitely just recreating a lot of their old classics now. Because I think their audience has gotten older and we're just thinking about like the nostalgic parts of it and be like, oh, wow, you know, this, you know, Toy Story Part 4.
Now how old are we?
Exactly. The first
Toy Story came out in like what?
They made us wait so long for like the fourth one. No, wait, no, they didn't.
No, yeah, they did. They did. They did. I mean, like, we didn't think they were going to make it for a while.
Oh, I wasn't thinking about Toy Story. I was thinking about The Incredibles.
Yeah, I was
going
to say. They,
those like, mofos even, out there yeah, the made us wait so long.
Ridiculously long.
It was really good, though. I really liked it.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite ones.
Do you ever, like, find a movie, like, the first one is just like, a classic. You love it so much. And the sequel comes out. And you almost like it better, and you don't want to say it's better, but it's almost a little bit better.
Right. Yeah, it's either that or, like, you're just confident the first one's the best one.
Because I was thinking of Finding Nemo versus Finding Dory.
Yeah.
Like, there are parts of Finding Dory that I found were just, like, the storyline was a little bit more developed, and it was more,
deeper.
It was deeper, and I appreciated that part of it. But Finding Nemo
is Finding Nemo.
It's just like cult classic. Like you can't get over it.
It's my favorite one. It's one of my favorite.
Like that,
ones.
Yeah. That's childhood wrapped up.
I mean, that's what sequels are. Sequels are for, I think, just appreciating.
All of it. What you were telling me, you know, about the E.T.
Oh right, yeah.
That they were, you know, wanting to make a second one, but they couldn't find a good storyline.
Yeah, Steven Spielberg was just like, I couldn't think of it, and that was my answer right there. That it didn't need to be made up. It was it. That was done. It was clean.
Yeah.
He's like, I couldn't think of another storyline. So it's like, what's the point of force? Like,
there's forcing it.
Yeah, it's like they're like, he could come back from space. No, nothing seems to work. Everything seemed to be
unnatural.
Weird. Yeah, unnatural. And they're like, yeah, just leave it how it is. And to this day, in my opinion. You know, it's a great movie. Yeah, if it had a two, it'd be ruined. That was like the whole point of the first E.T. was that he couldn't live there. He couldn't be back there.
I think it's so important to preserve, like, you know, like nostalgic parts of, you know, your childhood or whatever, you know, good you found through your childhood. Like, if it was movies or something like that. Mm-hmm. Like, we always like to watch repeats of, you know, childhood movies because it just
makes like
you
Pixar
feel,
movies, a lot of Pixar.
Yeah. It brings you back to a memory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you watched it, because you've probably seen it so many times before, the different places. Like, oh, I remember this one time I watched.
You're
it.
Never too old to watch things from like your childhood or watch family things. There's always like a hidden message, and always like a bigger message.
Yeah, and that kind of makes me think like, what is too old to watch a movie? Like, it's a movie.
Right. Of course, we're not watching, like, Baby Einstein and, like,
because
stuff.
That just has no, really, like, no
context
for us.
It, like, no
for
substance
us. Like,
for
we
us.
We don't need to learn our ABCs. But, like, some of us don't even learn our ABCs like that, so we don't want to watch that. But, like, if it's just for entertainment, what is too old? Like, you're too, like, no, I'm not too old to watch an entertaining movie. What is considered too old? That kind of the whole thing, like, oh, you're too old for that movie. What?
You're right.
What does that even mean?
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. Just that whole thing. If I have a laser tag birthday party again when I turn 23, will people be like, oh, you're too old to be doing that? Like, why? Because it's fun?
And that's how you age yourself, and that's how you become miserable. You have these expectations for what life should be. If you were 100% true to, you know, yourself, you would want to have fun.
And just at the end of the day, all that really matters is what you want to do and what makes you happy. Like, if you want to chill out on your birthday, chill out. It's just about, listen to you. Being on the topic of birthdays, I think something that needs to stop is birthday singing. Singing happy birthday to people. Who actually, like, says, like, I can't wait, wakes up and is like, oh, I'm so excited for people to sing happy birthday to me.
Oh,
I just
my gosh,
don't know.
No, all the offbeat singing of your family members, and of course there just has to be that one person that's doing that cha-cha-cha. Mm-hmm.
Right. I just don't understand it because I feel like everyone thinks it's awkward and weird. And, like, why would I want my family and friends singing to me? It's like, thank you for the rest of the stuff and like the support and the love. But the singing is not needed.
Not it.
It's not
needed. Not the highlight of the night.
Not, definitely not. It's like the worst part.
And it's just like that center of attention, and it's just singing, serenading you. Like it's.
But only they're not, because they can't sing.
And it's like, nobody really wants to do it, and like, you don't really want it. So sing. Why do we all do it?
I just say, na,
na, na, na, na. Yeah, I'm just kind of like mouthing it.
Yeah, I'm like, they don't want me to sing to them, so like, why am I going to sing to my friend when they clearly don't want this? I don't want, like, I don't do this on a regular.
Yeah, we're not, unless you're a singer.
No, even if you're a singer, don't do it.
Don't sing, at least not today.
Yeah, we're canceling out.
Yeah, like, I don't want to be sing to either. I think that's a good place to finish off our first episode.
Definitely.
If you wanted to check out our Instagrams, you can find mine at is.that.zoe.
And mine is at jcpelligree.
Remember that we don't have a podcast name yet, and we're open for any suggestions.
Yeah, anything really. That'd be cool.
You can find us anywhere you can stream podcasts. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I hope you tune back next time for episode 2.